Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. The 20th member of the 1,000 point club in Simpson College women's basketball history was attained on Saturday. Heard live on 94.3 KNIA as Haley Rasmussen scored the first 2 points of the game, needing just two to make it into the 1,000 point club. We got a chance to talk to her after the Storm took down Loras on Saturday on today's Lely Radio Sports Page. Welcome back to Simpson basketball coverage on KNIA, SimpsonAthletics.com. The newest member of the 1,000 point club in Simpson women's basketball history, joined by Haley Rasmussen. First off, congratulations.
Thank you.
Were you keeping track? I know it's hard to not sometimes, but how much did you know coming into the game?
Yeah, coming into today, I knew because my grandpa said something last game. He was like, you know, you're 2 points away. I was like, oh, really? Like, I didn't even know. So having it at a home game was really special.
What did that mean to be able to do that here in the Coles Fieldhouse? A ton of fans. Did you see the 1,000 points markers go up, and you got it early to get it out of the way too?
Yeah, it was a really special moment. I had a lot of supporters here today, and just to do it with this team was really awesome.
I know you've gotten a chance to play with a lot of 1,000 point scorers. Jenna Taylor, Cam Kincaid, Cassie Nash. What was that like being with them on the court early on in your career and now taking that step here in your senior year?
Yeah, I think they really just set the tone for what the leadership should be like on this team. So I've really tried to step in that role these last few years and to just keep leading this team like they did for me.
What did you learn from them as far as, did you apply anything? Did you just kind of grow more confident in your leadership style? What did that look like?
Yeah, I think growing confident in my leadership style, being there for the freshmen, and also just knowing that your hard work outside of practice and those games is going to really pay off. So that was something I really put to work these last 4 years.
What has this season been like, knowing that, hey, there was this a lot of talented freshmen coming in, and that leadership was probably going to be needed more than ever, while also kind of having to play your own game as you and Molly were being counted on to score a lot of the points?
Yeah, we knew we had some critical spots to fill from last year, but we've had a lot of freshmen step up, and we've used our leadership skills to kind of get them comfortable in their roles, and they've done a great job. So I'm excited for the rest of the season.
How has the team dynamic kind of rotated throughout the course of the season? More and more freshmen are starting to get rotated in. They're finding out their roles. But how has the team attitude and kind of dynamic shifted from the beginning of the season to now?
Yeah, we've gone through some adversity, but I think today we kind of just put all that aside. Everyone stepped into their roles. We did our jobs and came out with the W.
Well, let's talk about the game a little bit. Simpson comes out firing 10 of 15 from deep in the first half. I kind of said maybe that's not sustainable, but it really was. You're a very good shooting team, and you showed it here today.
Yeah, we talked about how that was probably the best half of basketball we've played this year. So we just wanted to keep that going, keep that rolling throughout these second round of conference games coming up.
I know when teams play or teams go for a plan defense on whatever they want to execute, again, it starts with stopping you and Molly on offense, but I know Coach Nemeth tries to get everybody else involved early on. How big is that confidence-wise, whether either it's you or kind of dishing the ball to someone else to get that scoring going?
Yeah, I think having that even scoring is going to be critical coming up, especially in conference. They're going to be playing Molly and I tight, so getting those other girls in the scoring lineup right away off the bat is really going to be helping throughout the stretch down the game.
Looking back on kind of the bigger picture of today, a lot of Storm alumni were also in the building. What was it like seeing a lot of former teammates? And then I think there was a game earlier today as well. I don't know if you saw it, but they still looked pretty good hooping out there.
Yeah, it was really fun to watch that. Watch what they've done for this program and just trying to keep up what they've set through Coach Nemeth. So it was really special to have them in the building today.
Overall favorite memories so far? There's still more to come in the senior year, so if this answer changes, but when you look back on your time here at Simpson, over 1,000 points, what comes to mind?
Oh gosh, there's a lot. I think just all the little moments outside of actual basketball, creating those relationships with the girls and just having the friendships that are gonna last a lifetime, so.
And I think some members of the Atlantic basketball team were here today too. How close is that connection and keeping that going as well?
Yeah, it's awesome that they could come watch some college basketball. I know they've had a great season so far, so it's really special to have them still supporting, so I'm very thankful.
Thank you very much for joining us. Final thoughts on crossing the 1,000 point mark and doing it in the Storm W.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for joining us. We'll have more after this on KNIA. Once again, that was Simpson Storm women's basketball guard Haley Rasmussen, who reached 1,000 career points last Saturday, as heard live on 94.3 KNIA. Hear the full interview online at KNIAKRLS.com, the one to count on for today's local sports coverage, 94.3 KNIA, home of today's Lely Radio Sports Page.